那我们早上啊，我们继续要来学习哥罗西书啊，我们然后这啊啊早上要来学习第四章。
This morning we will continue to study the book of Colossians and we will start in chapter 4.
好，那我们先把这一章哈，我们把它读一遍啊。那传道来读哈，那我们弟兄姐妹哈，我们也可以一起读哈。
So we're going to read chapter 4 through and pastor will read out loud and everyone can follow along.
奉主耶稣圣名读经，哥罗西书四章第一节。一节，你们做主人的要公公平平的待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。第二节，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。三节，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，我为此被捆锁。第四节，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。第五节 ，verse 5， 你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。六节 ，6， 你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可以知道该怎样回答个人。七节 ，7， 有我亲爱的弟兄啊，亲爱的兄弟推基古，要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。八节 8， 我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。九节 9， 我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他啊也是你们那里的人，他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。第十节 10， 与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们的安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们的安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就接待他。11节 11， 耶稣啊，又称为犹士都，也问你们安。奉哥里的人中，只有这三人是为神国与我一同做工的，也是叫我心里得安慰的。十二节 12， 有你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴佛问你们的安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。13节 13， 他为你们和老底家并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦，这是我可以给他做见证的。14节 14， 所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安。15节 15， 请问老底家的弟兄和宁法并他家里的教会安。16节 16， 你们念了这书信便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念，你们也要念从老底家来的书信。17节 17，要对雅基布说，务要谨慎啊，尽你从主所受的职分。18节 18， 我保罗亲笔问你们安，你们也要纪念我的捆锁，愿恩惠常与你们同在。阿们。好，我们感谢神，我们把这一章已经把它读了一遍。
Thank God we finished reading chapter 4.
好，那在这一章我们可以看到可以把它分成这两个部分第一个部分就是有关基督徒生活的指导。
We can divide this chapter into two sections. The first section is a guide to Christian life.
哦，这是从第一节到第六节。
This is from verse 1 to verse 6.
哦，那后面哦的部分哦，从七到十八节啊，是关于介绍、问安，哦，还有吩咐啊。
And then the second part from verse 7 to 18, gives some introductions, some greetings, and further instructions.
好，那接下来我们就一一的来跟我们做介绍讲解。
So now we will look at this chapter verse by verse.
好，我们首先就来看有关于基督徒生活的指导。
So first, let's look at the teachings in regards to Christian living.
好，第一节仍然是承续上一章就是第三章从二十二节开始对于有关主人跟仆人的指导。
In verse 1, it continues what Paul was talking about in chapter 3, verse 22, regarding the relationships between bondservants and masters.
在那里就是上一章谈到的是有关做仆人的要怎么样对待主人。
In chapter 3, Paul talked about how bondservants should interact with their masters.
那这一章第一节这里是讲到做主人的要怎么对待仆人呢？
And then in chapter 4, verse 1, it talks about how masters ought to treat their servants.
我们来看四章一节说，你们做主人的要公公平平的待仆人。
Verse 1, masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair.
这里讲的对仆人要公公平平，意思就是说要合理而且也要公平啊。
Here, Paul is telling the masters that they need to be just and fair to their servants. They need to treat them reasonably and fairly.
不可以说对某一个特别好对其他的不好，都要一视同仁通通公平的对待。
And they should not treat any servant with partiality. To treat one better than the others, he should treat all of his servants equally.
为什么？因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
Why is that? It is because you know that you also have a master in heaven.
这里表示说公平对待仆人不单是这个在这个法律上对主人的要求。
This tells us that treating one's bondservants fairly is not just a requirement of the law.
并且也是因为唯有这样做才能够向天上的神来交代。
But by treating one's servants fairly, that is actually how we are responsible to our own master in heaven.
虽然你是仆人的主人，但是你同时也是天上的这一位主的仆人。
You may be a master to your bond servants, but you must also remember that you are a servant to the master in heaven.
所以要如同天上这一位主人对待你一样来对待你的仆人。
Therefore, you should treat your own servants the same way that God, our Master in Heaven, treats us.
那从这里我们也可以看到，其实很多我们现在这个社会里头所追求的民主也好，所追求的公平这个平等也好，其实都是从基督这个基督教就是从圣经的教导来的。
This verse tells us that many of theconcepts which we pursue in today's society, such as democracy and equality and fairness, actually came from Christianity.
所以唯有耶稣基督才是我们人类公平自由民主的保障。
Christ is the true guarantee of our freedoms, democracies, and equalities.
没有了基督就没有了真正的公义，真正的平等，真正的民主了。
Without Christ, we do not have true justice, or freedom, or equality.
也就是说没有了自没有了真理这些都不会存在的。
In other words, without the truth, these other things would not exist.
啊，很可惜的，我们看到现在的人，啊，他们啊，一方面啊，不要信仰，不要基督，不要真理，那一方面呢，却又高举着要平等，要自由。
Unfortunately, we see that many people are rejecting faith, they're rejecting the truth, they're rejecting Christ, and yet they still are exalting freedom and equality.
哦，当然他们所主张的只不过是个人的，哦，这是片面的，一部分人的，哦，这种平等跟自由而已。
And the freedom and equality which they are pursuing is actually very limited. It is only in one aspect.
哦，是建立在侵犯别人的平等跟自由上面。
It is based on, it is based on suppressing another group of people's equality and freedoms.
哦，所以那个根本不能说是自由，也不能说是平等。
And so that is actually not true freedom or equality.
哦，所以一个真正的自由。真正的平等，真正的公平，公义啊，就是在耶稣基督里头。
Therefore, true freedom, true equality, and true justice can only be found in Jesus Christ.
好，那从这个第一节里头也告诉我们另外一件事情。
From verse 1, we can also learn another lesson.
好，就是你希望人家怎么对待你，你就要怎么对待人。
Which is that you should treat others the way you want to be treated.
好，好，那我们接下来哦，看这个啊，第二到第四节啊，是关于怎么样祷告好的这个指导。
Now we'll move on to the next part, which is from verse 2 to verse 4, where Paul teaches them how to pray.
好，第二节这里说你们要恒切祷告，好，在此警醒感恩。啊，恒切祷告啊，意思就是啊，啊，要忍耐，要坚定，不放松的继续祷告。
Verse 2, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. To continue earnestly in prayer means to endure and to be steadfast and to constantly pray.
啊，他也表明了这个祷告的人啊，对神的依靠啊是不间断的。
It shows that the person who is praying constantly relies on God without ceasing.
哦，对神旨意的等待啊，哦，也是一直持续的。
And they are continuously waiting on the will of God.
哦，主耶稣啊，在祷告的事上啊，也做了很多的教导。
The Lord Jesus also taught us many things about prayer.
哦，他曾经啊，也讲了哦，这个。切求的寡妇跟不义的官的这个比喻啊。
He taught the parable of the persistent widow and the unjust judge.
哦，来教导人啊，在祷告的事上不要灰心。
In order to teach us not to become discouraged in our prayers.
哦，我们都会祷告，也经常祷告。
We all know how to pray and we often pray.
哦，但是祷告最难的地方啊，就是怎么样。能够恒切。
But the challenging part about prayer is how to continue earnestly in prayer.
哦，就是不断的啊，对神不断的倚靠，还有哦，对神不断的等候。
To continuously rely on God and wait for God's timing.
哦，那除了恒切祷告哦，还要说警醒感恩。
In addition to continuing earnestly in prayer, Paul also said that we must be vigilant in it with thanksgiving.
哦，那警醒啊，就是啊，不要让别的事情来分散我们祷告的专心。
To be vigilant means that we do not let other things distract us in our prayers.
哦，这个好像昨天啊，曾经在网络上，哦，看到有一个啊，这个同龄。啊，他在这个祷告事上的分享。
For example, yesterday, while I was joining an online service, one of our brothers and sisters shared some reflections about their prayers.
哦，他分享说他啊，虽然也经常祷告哦，也 有固定的祷告的时间。
And this member shared that even though they pray every day and they have a set time that they pray every day,
但是他检讨他自己的祷告，他发现有一个很大的问题，就是不专心。
But when they examined their own prayers, they realized that they had a problem, which was that they were not very focused in their prayers.
常常人是在那边祷告，但是心已经不在。
Even though the person is there praying, but the heart is already far away.
也就是说被其他的事情所充满了。
Meaning that their heart was filled with other things.
所以要能够专心警醒祷告也是祷告困难的另外一点。
So another challenge of prayer is to pray with focus and with vigilance.
主耶稣也曾经要他的门徒要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Jesus once warned his disciples that they must watch and pray lest they fall into temptation.
那最后就是还要感恩
Lastly, Paul says we must pray with thanksgiving.
这个对神的祷告，我们经常只是 focus 在专注在这个祈求而已。
Many times when we pray, we focus only on making requests.
神啊，你要给我什么啊？神啊，你要帮我做什么
？Lord, please give me this, or Lord, please help me do that.
但是总是很少对已经得着的已经得到的帮助也好，得到的这个恩典也好，忘了要跟神说谢谢。
However, we often forget to thank God for the things that we already have, for the blessings and the gifts which God has already given us.
所以在这一节保罗告诉我们祷告有三件很重要的事情，就是要恒切，要警醒，而且还要感恩。
So in this verse, Paul tells us that there are three important factors to prayer. First is to continue earnestly, second is to be vigilant,And third is to give thanks.
所以盼望我们在祷告的侍奉上不但我们愿意祷告，而且还能够做到能够蒙神垂听的祷告。
Therefore, I hope that for all of us, as we continue to serve God through prayer, that we will be able to keep these in mind and to offer prayers to God which are acceptable.
那接下来我们再看第三节。
Next, let's look at verse 3.
三节说也要为我们祷告求神给我们开传道的门。这个开传道的门指的就是赏赐我们传福音的机会。
Verse 3, meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word. Here, this door for the word means an opportunity to evangelize.
那能以讲基督的奥秘这个基督的奥秘指的就是神救恩的计划。
To speak the mystery of Christ, which is referring to God's plan of salvation.
它不单是福音的内容并且也是神的奥秘。
Not only is it the content of the gospel, but it's also the mystery of God.
既然是奥秘，意思就是说如果不经过人的讲解是很难去明白的。
Since this is a mystery, unless God explains it to us through his workers, it is very difficult to understand.
人都有一个毛病就是喜欢那种越是玄奥的奥秘，那对于简单的道理反而不愿意接受。
As man, we have a weakness, which is we enjoy listening to things that are very profound and mysterious, but we tend to reject things that are very simple.
很多人愿意去相信那些自己不懂的那些所谓的玄学啦那种奇奇怪怪的事情。
People might be very easy to believe in something that is mysterious, something they don't understand, or something that's superstitious.
但是对于这个主耶稣他明明白白要给人的这个救恩却拒绝，却不愿意相信。
And yet they reject and are unwilling to believe in this gospel of Christ, which is given to us in very simple and clear terms.
哦，这个也是啊，我们在传福音的时候啊，啊，经常会遇到的哦。
And this is something that we often encounter while we are preaching.
哦，这也是为什么要祷告的原因。
And this is why we need to pray.
哦，保罗跟希拉啊，在圣灵带领之下，他们来到了欧洲，来到了腓立比。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Paul and Silas preached the gospel to Europe, starting in Philippi.
哦，他们来到哦这个啊犹太当地的犹太人哈、哦，他们聚集的地方啊、哦，那保罗就向他们来讲道。
And they went to the place where the Jews often gathered to worship, and Paul preached the gospel to them.
哦，那其中啊，这个吕底亚哦，这卖紫色布匹的大富商啊，在那个时候信主了。
And so there was a woman named Lydia. She was a wealthy woman, and she was a businesswoman. She sold purple cloth, and she believed in the Lord at that time.
哦，不但成为欧洲的第一颗种子啊，也成为哦保罗在啊欧洲宣道的一个很大的支撑跟帮助。
Not only was she the first seed of the gospel in Europe, but she later became a very important worker and support for Paul.
哦，甚至啊，接待保罗到他们家去，哦，把家庭开放啊，成为聚会的地方。
She received Paul into her house, for hospitality, and she also opened her house to be a church.
哦，那我们会问说，哇，保罗啊，哦，抓到一条大鱼了。
We might say that, wow, Paul has made a big catch here.
哦，但是这条大鱼是怎么来的？
But how did this big catch come?
哦，是保罗在讲道的时候，圣灵神的帮助啊，让这个吕底亚专心听保罗讲。
While Paul was preaching, it was the Holy Spirit who moved Lydia's heart to listen to Paul very attentively and to receive his words.
哦，所以啊，啊，我们如果要让对方啊，在传福音的时候，让对方啊，啊，对我们所讲的内容有兴趣，对我们所讲的内容啊，能够听而且明白，更是乐意的接受，就必须要神帮助才可以。
And so when we are preaching and we want the listeners to pay attention to what we're saying, to understand and gladly receive our gospel, we really need to pray for them.
哦，所以保罗要弟兄姐妹啊，来为他祷告。
And that is why Paul asked the brothers and sisters to also pray for him.
哦，难道保罗他自己不祷告，保罗自己也祷告啊？
Was Paul not also praying? Yes, he also prayed.
哦，难道保罗没口才？保罗很有口才，很有恩赐。
Did Paul not have eloquence? Actually, he did have eloquence. He was very gifted.
哦，但是他知道哦，就光靠自己，光靠人的恩赐口才，这个是不够的。
But Paul knew that if he just relied on himself, on his own eloquence or skill, that this was not enough.
还必须要祷，靠着祷告求神帮助。
He needed to rely on prayer to ask God to help.
哦，所以这个也是为什么保罗在上一节哈、哦。啊、教导、啊、这个门徒啊，啊教导、啊、这个信徒要怎么样祷告之后啊，马上接着求大家帮他祷告。
So this is why after Paul taught the believers how to pray in verse 2, that immediately in verse 3, he asked them to pray for him.
哦、啊，求神开这个传道的门，赏赐传福音的机会。
That God would open a door for the word for them to grant them opportunities to preach the gospel.
好，所以我们每次传福音呢，我们要把握神赐给我们的机会。
When we are preaching, we have to grasp every opportunity that God gives us.
好，那我们再看第四节。
Next, let's read verse 4.
好，说叫我按着所该说的话将这个奥秘、啊、发明出来、哦、这里讲的发明、哦、不是创造的意思、哦、这里讲的发明是指的揭露显明的意思。
Verse 4, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. To make the gospel manifest means to make it clear and to explain it clearly to the listeners.
哦，就是说让这个所传讲的真理哦，福音呢、啊、被人看见，被人明白，被人接受。
So that the gospel that is preached can be understood and seen clearly by those who hear it.
哦，那就必须要按着所该说的话来说话了。
So Paul must speak as he ought to speak.
哦，也就是说，哦，不多说也不少说，说的啊，正是啊，应该说的。
So that he does not speak more or less, but he speaks exactly what he needs to speak.
哦，我们在传福音的时候，经常啊，哦，也都是很不晓得哪边是需要说的哦，所以经常会在那个不该说的东西啊，哦，拼命说了很多，那真正要说的啊，反而啊忘了说。
When we are evangelizing, very often we are not sure what needs to be said, so we might say many unnecessary things and forget to say the things that we need to say.
哦，原本啊是要哦告诉对方啊，要来信靠耶稣，耶稣才是大医生。
Originally, we intended to tell this person that they need to rely on God, that Jesus Christ is the great physician.
哦，那结果啊，一直在哦这个医学上面在那边打转啊，甚至在后来啊，哦说哇，我认识哦某某医生，某某什么某某治疗的方法，讲了一大堆这个，那最后啊啊才讲耶稣，而且啊是寥寥草事啊，草草结束啊。
But we end up going in circles talking about medical things, and we introduce them to a doctor that we know, and only at the very end do we introduce Jesus Christ, but it's a very hasty quick ending to the conversation.
哦，所以我们真的要求神哦，给我们该说的话。
Therefore, we really need to ask God to give us the words which he wants us to speak.
好，那接下来啊，这个第五节到第六节啊，是指导信徒啊，要怎么样跟没有信主的人往来应对。
Next, from verse 5 to verse 6, Paul teaches the believers how to deal with unbelievers.
好，五节说你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。哦，这里说要爱惜光阴。
Verse 5, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time.
哦，那爱惜光阴，哦，刚刚谈到说传福音的机会是神所赐的，哦，所以啊，我们要珍惜，哦，神赐的机会。
In regards to redeeming the time, we just mentioned that the opportunity to preach the gospel comes from God, so we need to cherish each of these opportunities.
哦，我们经常听说，哦，说，时间就是金钱，哦，一寸光阴一寸金，哦，但是啊，我们，哦，却经常在浪费。
We often say that time is money, and yet we often waste our time.
哦，我们不会说啊，把这个五块钱、十块钱啊，哦，往垃圾桶丢啊。
We would never pick up a $5 bill or $10 bill and then throw it in the trash.
哦，但是啊，我们却经常的把五分钟、十分钟就浪费掉了。
But it's very easy for us to waste 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
哦，所以要爱惜光阴，要抓住每一个机会，过有意义的人生。
Therefore, we need to redeem our time and grasp every opportunity to live a meaningful life.
哦，特别要抓住传福音的机会。
Especially to grasp the opportunity to preach.
哦，那再来就是要用智慧跟外人交往。哦，这个外人呢，哦，特别指的就是还没有信主的人。
And then we must walk in wisdom toward those who are outside. Those who are outside often refers to the unbelievers.
哦，我们在这些没有信主的人中间生活，我们的态度，哦，我们的，哦，这个形象，啊，必须要有智慧。
As we live among unbelievers, our way of living, our attitude, and our reputation needs to be lived out with wisdom.
哦，免得我们的生活、我们的行为啊，让人家对福音有误解，哦，成为人家不愿意相信神的一个绊脚石啊。
So that we avoid causing misunderstandings regarding our life and our faith, and so that we do not become a stumbling block and prevent others from believing in the gospel.
哦，所以这里告诉我们哦，这个智慧啊，表现在两件事情上。
Here it says that this wisdom is demonstrated in two aspects.
一个就是对时间的使用，一个就是这个在人际关系上面。
First is in how we use our time, and second is in our interpersonal relationships.
哦，所以我们如果在这两个方面呢，我们能够做好的话，我们都是智慧人呢。
If we are able to do both of these things well, then we are wise people.
哦，也能够带领人来归主。
And we can bring people to believe in Christ.
哦，让我们的生命更加的有意义。
So that our life becomes more meaningful.
哦，那再来第六节说你们的言语要常常带着和气，哦，好像用言调和就可以知道怎样回答个人。哦，这里说言语要常常带着和气。
Verse 6, let your speech always be with grace.
哦，那个意思指的是我们在讲话，哦，要能够温文儒雅，要能够庄重，哦，要能够有涵养，给人有好的印象。
To speak with grace means that we need to be very gentle and wise with our words and make sure that whatever we say always benefits other people.
哦，不偏激，不刻薄，不粗鲁，哦，不，哦，这个没有礼貌。
We should not be prejudiced or rude or impolite.
哦，不会让人听了哦反感，误解。
We should not cause people to feel repulsed when they hear us or to misunderstand us.
哦，那如果我们弟兄姐妹说传道我就是不会讲话，那你有什么建议呢？
But if we feel like we do not know how to speak, what's some advice?
哦，如果我们真的哦不善言辞啊，那我们就少说话吧。
Now, if we feel that we are not very good with our speech or controlling our tongue, then we should speak less.
哦，因为圣经告诉我们说啊，说愚昧人不说话也算是聪明耶。
Because the Bible says that if a foolish man remains silent, then he is also wise.
哦，那再来说哦，这个说话要像用言调和啊。
Next, it says that let your speech be seasoned with salt.
哦，也就是说我们讲话，哦，能够带给人的影响，哦，就好像，哦，这个盐巴会让，哦，我们的，哦，这个煮饭，哦，这个菜肴里头，哦，那个，哦，那个比如说葱啊姜啊蒜啊那些，哦，都很冲的那些味道，哦，很强的味道，在盐巴的调和之下，哎，哦，就觉得很好吃，很和谐，很对味。
So for our speech to be seasoned with salt means that it's talking about the effect of our speech. When we are cooking, we might use garlic and onions and ginger, and these are all very strong seasonings or odors, but once you add salt on, then everything is blended together and it tastes very good.
哦，那我们也发现，哦，我们生活当中周遭啊，哦，有可能也有恐龙，哦，有老虎，哦，有狮子啊，哦。那我们要怎么样让这一群人呢，啊，能够和睦的相处？我们讲话啊，哦，就必须要能够像盐巴调和一样，哦，带给大家能够和睦和平。
So among us, there might be dragons or tigers or lions.So how can we use our speech so that everyone lives in harmony? We need to have our speech be seasoned with salt so that when we speak, everyone can live together in peace.
哦，我们都是 跟主耶稣一样、哦、是和平之子，传和平的福音。
We are just like Lord Jesus. We are all sons of peace, and we preach the gospel of peace.、
哦、那更应该、哦、在言语上、啊、能够带给大家和睦和平。
Therefore, through our speech, we should be able to bring others into harmony and peace.、
哦、那现在的社会、啊、我们发现说、啊哦哦、这个媒体也好、哦啊、这个新闻也好，很喜欢去煽动人群、啊、彼此对立。
Today, when we look at society, especially in the media or the news,、they like to report on stories that、are very sensational and stir people up.、
哦、所以无形当中、啊啊、我们也会被影响。
And so, without us being aware, we might also be influenced by these.、
哦、所以我们要小心、哦、
Therefore, we need to be careful.、
哦、那接下来、哦、这个第二段、哦、就是从第七节到第十八节、啊哦、是有关介绍、问安跟吩咐、啊。
So now we'll go into the second section from verse 7 to 18, which is talking about introductions, greetings, and instructions.
好，我们就很快的把它 go over 一次、哦、
So we'll quickly go over this section.、
哦、那第七节说啊，说、哦、有我亲爱的、啊、兄弟推基谷、哦、啊，这个推基谷、哦可能是替保罗啊，哦、带这一封、哦、哥罗西书的这个人呐、啊。
Verse 7 so talks about Tychicus, a beloved brother.And Tychicus probably was the one、that Paul sent to bring this、letter to the church in Colossae.
哦，那他不但、哦、是带这一哥罗西书啊，哦、也为保罗啊送啊、哦、这个以弗所书啊。
Not only did he、take the epistle to the Colossians, but he also took the epistle to the Ephesians.
好、哦。那这个以弗所书六章的二十一节、啊、那边有记载。
This is recorded in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 21.
哦，同哦啊，也是要啊，这个推基谷哦，把保罗的事情啊、情况啊，告诉以弗所教会的信徒啊。
In this verse, Paul sent Tychicus to tell the Ephesian brethren how Paul was doing.
哦、那所以保罗在这里说、啊、他是忠心的执事。
In Colossians chapter 4 verse 7, Paul says that Tychicus is a faithful minister of the Lord.、
哦、所以、哦、在传达信息、啊、要忠心、哦、不可以随便加油添醋。
As a messenger, we have to be very faithful to the message、that we have been given. We cannot、add things or change things.
哦、那并且、啊、他是跟保罗一同做主的仆人的。
In addition, he also is a fellow servant with Paul of the Lord.、
哦、所以同工之间、哦要彼此相爱，互相搭配，是一起做主耶稣的仆人。
Co-workers need to collaborate with each other and to show love to one another in order to serve God together.
哦、那八节说我特意打发他到你们那里去、哦这个保罗特别要这个推基谷、哦这个到、哦、哥罗西去、哦、
In verse 8, Paul said, I am sending him to you for this very purpose. So、Paul especially is sending Tychicus to the Colossians.、
哦、保罗当时、啊、是被关在罗马的监牢里头。
At that time, Paul was in prison in Rome.、
哦、从罗马到哥罗西、啊哦、是一段不算近的路程。
And from Rome to Colossae was a very far distance.、
哦、在当时、啊、也是、哦、不容易的一件事情。
And at that time, it was also very difficult to travel such a long way.、
哦、所以、啊、保罗说、啊、是特别打发、哦、是、哦特别、哦、的意思就是、啊、不是平常、啊、是刻意的、哦、要推基谷、啊啊、送信息过去的。
So Paul said that he is specially sending Tychicus to the Colossians and to bring this letter to them.
哦，那又叫他安慰你们的心呢、啊。保罗怕哥罗西教会的信徒啊，哦，因着保罗被关到监狱里头而灰心，所以特别打发推基古去安慰鼓励他们。
That he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts. Paul was afraid that the Colossians might be discouraged when they hear that Paul is in prison, so he sent Tychicus to comfort them.
哦，保罗就是这样的人哦，他不会想说啊，我自己都人都关在监牢里头，但是他心里头想的还是别人。
So Paul was such a person that even though he was the one in prison, but in his heart he was still thinking about other people.
哦，他真是主耶稣忠心的仆人啊。
And he truly was a faithful servant of the Lord.
好，那来看第九节。
Verse 9.
九节说啊，我又打发一位亲爱的、哦、亲爱忠心的弟兄阿尼西姆啊、哦，这个阿尼西姆、哦、啊，我们详细要介绍、哦、我们就、啊、下一次、哦、我们在、啊、分享腓立门书的时候就会详细介绍。
In verse 9, Paul also sends Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother. In regards to Onesimus, we will give a more detailed introduction about his character when we start to study the book of Philemon.
哦，他啊、原本哦是哥罗西那边的人。
He originally was from the city of Colossae.
哦，他啊、背叛哦，他是个奴隶哈、哦，他背叛主人啊，逃到哦罗马去啊，遇到保罗。好，在那边信主啊。
And he was a slave, and he ran away from his master to Rome. And in Rome, he met Paul and believed in Christ.
好，所以保罗趁这个机会啊，把阿尼西姆啊送回哥罗西去了。
Therefore, Paul used this opportunity to send Onesimus back to Colossae.
好，同时啊，他也写信哦给阿尼西姆的原本的主人腓立门。要腓立门原谅阿尼西姆。
And then he also wrote a letter to Philemon, who was the master of Onesimus, asking Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
好，所以在这里保罗称阿尼西姆是亲爱忠心的弟兄。好，可见这个阿尼西姆真的改变了。
Here Paul describes Onesimus as a faithful and beloved brother, which tells us that during his time in Rome, Onesimus had really changed.
哦。所以在教会里头、哦、不管说、哦、弟兄姐妹过去怎么样、哦哦、都在主的里头已经改变已经更新了。
So today in the church, no matter what kind of people we were in the past, once we believe in Jesus Christ and belong to the church, we have all been transformed, we are all new.、
哦、但人的弱点就是很喜欢去扒粪、哦哦、去挖掘人过去的隐私软弱失败。
However, a weakness of man is that we like to dig up dirt on other people's past and bring it up.
哦，我们呢要改掉这样的一个坏习惯。
So we need to change this bad habit.
哦，不要喜欢哦去听那些八卦。
So that we do not listen to gossip or other kinds of negative stories about people.
哦、看一个人要看现在不要老是看他过去。
When we look at someone, we need to focus on who they are now and not only focus on their past.、
哦、每个人都有过去而且过去、啊、是没办法改变的。
Everyone has a past and they cannot change the past.、
哦、那接下来、哦十到十一节。
Next verse 10 and 11.
哦、他说、啊、与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们的安、哦、这个亚里达古是保罗的同工经常、啊、和保罗一起传福音的、
Verse 10 Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you. This believer, Aristarchus, he was also a co-worker of Paul and he often went with Paul to serve God、
哦、保罗在以弗所、哦啊、受到人的陷害、哦那当时啊、这个啊、这个哈、这个银匠哈、拜偶像的人呢、啊，煽动全城啊、要伤害保罗。好、那当时啊，这个亚历达古哈、啊、也在当中。
When Paul was in Ephesus, there were some people who were trying to hurt him. There were these silversmiths who stirred up the whole crowd to try to arrest Paul. And Aristarchus was one of the believers who was with Paul at that time.
好，那另外一位就是巴拿巴的表弟马可了。
The other person mentioned in verse 10 is Mark, the cousin of Barnabas.
好，他又称作约翰。
He also is called John Mark.
好，他就是马可福音的作者。
He was the author of the Gospel of Mark.
好，在保罗第一次对外的宣道，这个马可也跟着他们一起出去。
During Paul's first missionary journey, Mark traveled with Paul and Barnabas.
他后来可能是太辛苦了，他受不了，所以他中途退出。
But in the middle of the journey, perhaps because the trip was too difficult for him, he left them and went back home.
所以在第二次保罗要对外宣道，那这个巴拿巴就想要带着这个表弟马可一起去，但是保罗反对。
So then, when they were beginning the second missionary journey, Barnabas wanted to bring his cousin Mark with them again, but Paul opposed it.
结果导致巴拿巴跟保罗就因此分开了。
And this argument caused Paul and Barnabas to go their separate ways.
但保罗在写这个哥罗西书的时候离这一件事情已经过了十多年了。
When Paul was writing the epistle to the Colossians, this was already many years after that event.
所以我们看到马可也改变了。
But we see that Mark had also been transformed.
得到保罗的谅解，并且保罗的赏识跟推荐。
Now, Paul had forgiven Mark, and he also regarded him highly. He gave him a job to do and recommended him to the Colossians.
所以保罗要哥罗西教会的人要接待他。
Therefore, Paul commanded the Colossians to welcome Mark when he goes there.
怕说这些人对马可过去的软弱会持怀疑他的态度。
So that they do not doubt Mark because of his past.
所以我们看到人都是会改变的。
So we can see that people always change.
我们不要就刻板印象就认定这个你认为的谁就是一定是怎么样。
We should not have a static image of a person in our mind forever. We should not think that this person will always be the same as the person we knew in the past.
好，那再来十一节说耶稣又称为犹士都，也问你们安。
Verse 11, and Jesus, who is called Justice, also greets you.
这个耶稣这个原文里头跟耶稣是同一个名字的，所以在这边呢才会说他又称为犹士都，来跟主耶稣做分别。
Here in verse 11, this brother, he was called Jesus, but then he also, it was known as Justice to differentiate from the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这边说在这个奉割礼的人中，就是在犹太人的基督徒里头就只有这三个人是跟保罗同工的让保罗得安慰的。
In verse 11, Paul says that these are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision, meaning they are Jews, and they have proved to be a comfort to me.
就是亚里达古、马可跟耶稣这三个人。
So he's talking about Aristarchus, Mark, and Jesus, who is called Justice.
他们愿意跟保罗同工在外邦人中间传福音。
They were willing to work with Paul to preach the gospel among the Gentiles.
十二节、十三节是关于以巴佛。
Verse 12 and 13 is talking about Epaphras.
那正好这个特别谈到以巴佛的祷告。
He especially mentions the prayers of Epaphras.
说这个以巴佛他是常常在为你们祷告。
Paul says that Epaphras always labors fervently for you in prayer.
他是不是一次两次，是经常的，而且不是为自己啊，是为信徒的。
Epaphras did not only pray once or twice, but he always prayed, and he was not praying for himself, but he was praying for the believers.
而且他的祷告是竭力的，是尽他一切力量的来祷告。
In addition, he prayed for them fervently, meaning that he prayed with all of his might for these believers.
而且是这个祈求就是专一的祷告没有这个不警醒散漫的态度。
And he labored fervently in prayer, so he was not slack in his prayers, and he was also very vigilant.
这个也是我们为人家代祷应有的态度跟精神。
This is also the attitude and the behavior we should have when we are praying for others.
那十四节提到这个医生路加还有迪马。
And then in verse 14, Paul mentioned Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas.
那这个路加就是路加福音跟使徒行传的作者了。
This Luke is the author of the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts.
那这个迪马原本是保罗的同工，然后来因为贪爱世界就离开保罗了。
And then Demas, he once was a good co-worker of Paul, but in the very end, he loved the world, and so he left Paul.
那15节16节就提到这个老底加加卫还有这个宁法这个人。
Verse 15 talks about the church in Laodicea and also Nymphas.
老底加教会就在宁法这一个信徒的家里。
The members of the church in Laodicea they met in the house of Nymphas.
那保罗要这个哥罗西教会他们不但读保罗写给他们的信也要交给老底加教会的信徒去读，那同时要读这个老底加教会交给他们的书信。
So Paul told the Colossian members that they should read this letter which he is writing to them, and then make sure that they also send it to the church in Laodicea, that they also read it, and then the members in the Colossian members should also read the epistle which Paul sends to the Laodiceans.
所以当时保罗写的这些书信表面上是针对某一个教会所写，但其实也是教会共同可以得到造就的这个信息。
From this verse we see that when Paul wrote epistles to the church, he may address a specific church, but these epistles were meant to be read by all the churches so that everyone could be edified.
那十七节说要对亚基布说要谨慎尽从主所受的职分。这个亚基布他是哥罗西教会的信徒。
Verse 17, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord that you may fulfill it. Archippus was a member of the Colossian church.
他也可能是就是这个腓利门他的儿子。
And it's possible that he was the son of Philemon.
那最后十八节就是保罗他亲笔的问安。
And verse 18, this salutation by my own hand, Paul.
可能这个书信是保罗口述，别人代笔那最后保罗签了名。
It's possible that Paul dictated this letter to someone else to write for him, and at the very end, Paul signed the letter.
以上就是这个哥罗西书第四章的讲解。
So here we have covered the contents of Colossians chapter 4.
我们就跟大家分享到这边阿们。
This concludes my sharing. Amen.